The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's really easy today to come in here and say it's all Bill O'Brien's fault. And a lot of it is. I also am really, really tired of the narrative that somehow Deshaun Watson is the greatest quarterback in the world. It's just Bill O'Brien's fault that he's not showing it yet.
At some point, he's paid.
Yeah. He's a good player. He's nowhere near the cream of the crop of NFL quarterbacks. Why not change the only other constant on the team and fire Bill O'Brien, bring in someone who will work with DW4? They signed him to an extension, too. He's not going anywhere. It's easy to say, I mean, but these two guys have to figure it out together, at least for the next year or so. I can't see Bill O'Brien going before, like, and even if they have a bad season this season, he wouldn't go until they started into a bad season next year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours? That's pretty much what the whole thing was Deshaun.
A lot of Deshaun talk.
So we will...
Which is a little different than normal because we usually have a lot of Bill O'Brien talk.
Right. And
again, I'm not saying Bill O'Brien's blameless here by any stretch. He still can get his too. But I think it's time that we stop pretending like it's only Bill O'Brien who's underachieving.
You know who I felt sorry for? JJ. JJ was out there trying hard.
He's out there battling.
But... All right, let's go through...
He did have a good game.
Let's go through the rest of the NFL games from yesterday. And we'll start with Bears-Giants, where the Bears, 2-0. I think the worst 2-0 in the NFL. But
Almost certainly.
The Giants had a chance to win this one at the end, but they lose Saquon Barkley. And it was really weird, man. He had like a weird arm injury. They took him out of the game. He comes back a play later and blows his knee.
Yeah, tough break, man. I feel bad for him because he's a fun player to watch. And, you know, I also feel bad for Daniel Jones having to go the rest of the season without him.
Yeah. And the Giants aren't very good, but, I mean, they had their chances against the Bears, and they did cover, more importantly, which is most importantly. What all of us cared about. The Cowboys-Falcons game was hilarious because that was Falcon being Falcon. Somebody mentioned this. In game, when the Falcons were up 39-24, the Falcons were minus 3,333. Some idiot bet 35,000 to win 1,000 on the Falcons money line, according to BetMGM.
Man.
First off, I do not feel bad for you losing that bet because that is such a dumb bet.
Not wise, guys.
You know it wasn't a dumb bet? Cowboys plus 10.5 when they were down 20-0. And,
Why didn't you money line it? Scared by a dog.
I thought about it, but it was like I felt like you could move on that game as if the second half hadn't been played.
I'll say this: I don't know if if I'm a Cowboys fan, I don't know if I'm like, oh yeah, we've got this figured out now. 'Cause I would still have some serious concerns. But the Falcons. I mean, your defense is just atrocious.
They have the worst defense in the league. There's no question.
And Dan Quinn is a defensive guy. Like, what's going on here? Like, there's no complaint. And, well, the one complaint is Julio Jones drops the pass that should have sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, a pass that he catches 99 out of 100 times. But your offense is so good, but it's almost like, you know, Texas Tech football. Like, you're scoring 50 a game and giving up 50 a game. You ain't going to win all the time.
Packers beat the Lions 42-21. Packers look pretty sharp here the first 2 weeks.
Pretty sharp after they shook the cobwebs.
Yeah, they were
Lions
down.
Jumped out of Hurley on.
Yeah, and I thought the Lions were going to cover when they did that. But I think as the games have worn on, the Packers have gotten better each week. Now, the question is how good the teams are playing. So they're both 0-2, but so far so good. Titans beat the Jaguars 33-30. Gardner Minshew had another pretty damn good game.
Man. Look at him.
He looks functional. And frankly, I thought the Titans got away with a couple. There was the Clowney offsides that wasn't called. And there was a really, I thought, a bad pass interference call on Miles Jack when he broke up a play on third down. And the Titans went on to kick the field goal. But watching the game, the Titans looked like the better team. And I kept trying to figure out how the Jaguars were hanging in there. So I think the right team won. But give the Jags some credit. And more importantly, they covered.
The Titans are a team that, I saw them all last year. I saw them make the playoffs and win some big playoff games. I see them start 2-0. I still don't think they're very good. Like, I'm not a buyer of them.
I think they are lucky the Bears are 2-0, so that way they're not the worst 2-0 team in the league. But no, I mean, I think that's it's one of the reasons why I'm not ready to say, oh, well, the Titans are better than the Texans, just because they haven't really played anybody yet. Colts beat the Vikings 28-11, and
they curb stomped them.
It's as much as we've been dogging on Deshaun Watson, it's time to say that Kirk Cousins is an absolute turd. This guy cannot play.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. Kirk Cousins, I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback face more pressure than I saw in that game. It was, and he only gets sacked, I think, 3 or 4 times. But every play, it seemed like he was running for his life. And it's why I tried to warn you to stay off the Vikings. Their front on both sides is trash. They just cannot hold up at the point of attack on either side of the ball. And it's becoming a problem.
Already is a problem.
I mean, that team had some expectations.
And I'm sure they did.
Looks like they don't look like they're coming close to him right now. Awful day for Cousins. But, you know, not a great day for Dalvin Cook either. And it was just...
They look like a team that came back from... they just don't look ready to play at all. They don't look like the same team from last year. They look like they're completely unprepared. And, you know, they got in a hole early, and then it was Cousins has to win the game for us. Well, guess what? That wasn't going to happen.
Well, what I said last week after the Colts lost, I said, if Philip Rivers is going to throw the ball 50 times a game, they're going to lose every game.
Right.
Philip Rivers throws the ball 25 times. Jonathan Taylor runs it 26 times, gets over 100 yards. That's the recipe for the Colts.
Right, and it's not like they were dominant on the ground. I mean, they averaged 3.8 yards, but that's enough, and that's what they're going to have to do, and it keeps Phillip Rivers from throwing the ball in the fourth quarter.
That's the key.
Yeah, where he...
Still threw a pick.
He did.
He'll always throw picks, but it's one pick is okay. Two or three, you can't win.
Right. And I'll tell you what, Darius Leonard...
Oh, he's a monster.
He was all over the field for them. So the Colts go to 1-1, which means you're... Texans are where in the AFC South?
They are tied for last.
With who?
Themselves.
Okay, just checking. Bills, Bills, Dolphins, 31-28. Give the Dolphins some credit for staying in this game. Josh Allen had himself a day. He's 24-35, 417, 4 touchdowns. He ran the ball a lot less this week, which I was glad to see. I don't want to see him run the ball 12 times. But Fitzmagic kept those guys in the game, and it wound up being close. But Bills get to 2-0, and if Josh Allen can have those kind of games, they're going to be a very good football team.
The Bills they threw it too many times. I'd like to see the Bills run more. I would like to see Moss had 8 carries. I think that they do need to. It doesn't have to be Allen, but the Bills still need to be a ball control offense. They need to stay on the field longer. I don't like when, Allen, 35 attempts, the Bills had 23 rushing attempts. I don't think that's a great ratio for them, which I think is why they barely won. But it's obvious they're a good team. I mean, they're going to be there. And as long as Josh Allen isn't turning the ball over, he's a problem. He's a I mean, he is a large, fast man who has a legit cannon on his shoulder. Like, he's a young Cam Newton, I'm telling you. And this guy is a game changer for a team that's got a really solid defense. They just have to run the ball.
One thing back from the Cowboys game.
Diggs, too.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs. That's the best, on my fantasy team, by the
that's
way.
That's the best Ding. First round. That's what when you trade away a first round pick, that's what you want to get back.
Yeah. Yeah. But getting back to that Cowboys game, you know what? If they don't win that game, I wouldn't be shocked if McCarthy is carted off after the two fake punts. My goodness, what was he thinking?
They've got some bonehead things going. Yeah. But listen, the Cowboys, they're real beat up.
Yeah, you
know, they're in rough shape too. They're almost, not quite well. Probably more guys hurt than the 49ers, just less important guys.
Yeah.
But yeah,
49ers who lose Garoppolo, they lose.
They didn't have Kittle to start.
Didn't have Kittle to start. They still beat the Jets.
Lose Nick Bosa. Well, the Jets are garbage.
31-13. Lose Bosa. Rough day for them because like everybody they lost was important.
But still, somehow scored the last touchdown to push it over by 2 points. Sorry, bastards.
Rams beat the Eagles 37-19, and I was watching a lot of this game, too, and it just seemed like the Eagles reminded me a little bit of the Texans. It's like every time they were in, although they were actually closer for the most part, but every time they'd get in a position to make a play that would get them back in the game, they'd do something stupid. So,
Carson Wentz is just being sacked every play, it seems like.
Yeah.
They've got nothing on that line right now. It's bad.
They're really struggling. Steelers beat the Broncos 26-21, and the Broncos hung in this game quite a bit, even with Jeff Driscoll at quarterback, another one that I watched quite a bit of because I wanted to see what the next opponent would look like for the Texans. And as much as I think Watson and O'Brien were garbage yesterday, not too impressed with what the Steelers have done in their two wins, but if they get James Conner was healthy and able to run the ball, Ben had a pretty decent day. I think the Steelers are going to be a real tough problem.
So the Steelers get a great pass rush, which is something the Texans haven't handled well so far this year, yet somehow they're still dominant against the run. I think that if the Texans are going to have any chance, they've got to be really, really sharp on defense. They're going to have to turn Ben over.
Well, and Ben gives you chances to turn him over, and that they're going to have to take advantage of those. And that's really the key for them. And they're not going to, I don't think they're going to go in there and run all over that defense because we haven't seen anything from the offense to indicate they might. But that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to get to Ben. They're going to have to force some turnovers, and then they'll have a shot. Bucks beat the Panthers 31-17. The worst part about this game, basically, the Bucks are going to run the ball once, and then they're going to be able to take a knee, and Leonard Fournette takes it to the house, and the Panthers don't cover. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And
it was very much like the Mark Ingram run.
Yeah, yeah. But Panthers lose Christian McCaffrey, which is not good. I don't think they're a good team. I don't think they're as bad.
I think without Christian McCaffrey, their offense is going to be bad.
They're going to struggle, but I mean that coaching staff has. I think they've got a good staff there. I think they'll put it together and upset some teams, but they weren't able to do it yesterday. And I still don't think Brady's back to what people think he is. Let's just zip through a couple of these real quick, and then the Cardinals we talked about a little bit. Kyler Murray really looking better than Deshaun Watson. And the Washington football team just not good. But another big game for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, looks like he's probably worth a second-round pick, at least.
Yeah, at least. Chiefs beat the Chargers in OT. Really
when
good.
When you trade a second-round pick and a crappy beat-up old running back with a mega contract, that's what you want to get in return.
Theoretically. Chiefs beat the Chargers in overtime. Justin Herbert, hell of a game.
Man, I feel bad for the Chargers, and I feel bad for Justin Herbert. They should have won that game. They were the better team, but Patrick Mahomes did some magic, and their kicker is ridiculous. He ain't quite Justin Tucker.
It was funny. They made it three times.
Yeah.
Because he gets a penalty, and they move it back, and then they call the timeout, and he makes it from 58, and then he just drills it again from 58.
Yep.
But you know, good comeback win for the Chiefs. Chargers tend to play them tough, and boy, they gave them everything they wanted. They just could not finish it off. And then we talked a little bit about Seahawks Patriots last night. Big game for Russell Wilson, 5 touchdowns. Big game for Cam Newton.
Primetime Russ is a different animal, man.
It was so much fun to watch those guys.
And so far, I mean, obviously it's 2 games, short sample size. Russell Wilson's the best player in the league right now.
I agree. But, I mean, that's he was always going to be in that conversation, that's for sure. Of course, wasn't Deshaun supposed to be in that conversation?
Yes.
So, I see them getting ready for a little action on the field tonight with the Saints and the Las Vegas Raiders. And
the Raiders.
You know where you can go to bet on that.
Where, friend?
My bookie. And, guys, if you want to get in on the action, that's where a lot of my plays were this weekend, was on my bookie. And got the Monday night game tonight. You can get in on that. You can get in on the Stanley Cup. You want to get on the Stars train, that's the place to do it. And they've got everything, man. You could have bet on the golf this weekend. A lot of people are killing it on golf. A lot of people are killing it on soccer. But guess what? We have the first full real schedule of college football this weekend, too. The SEC is back, so you're going to be able to bet on all these guys. And already going over some of the lines now on the breaks. And now's the time to do it. Easy deposits and withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when you sign up. That's promo code RADIO. And get in on all the action. And the best part is when you win, they pay. A lot of sites, that's part of the issue. Not with MyBookie. You get the fastest payouts, and it doesn't matter. They're going to take care of you. MyBookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So he said, I know you guys don't do golf, but was that the most boring U.S. Open to date? I'd had no idea because I watched
didn't watch zero seconds of it.
Yeah.
But yes, probably was the most boring. Yeah,
I have no idea. Is watching the Texans feel
was
like...
Was John bored by it? If John Granato was bored by it, it was boring.
Yeah, hit Granato up in the morning. He'll tell you. Is watching the Texans feel like work to you guys? Well, it kind of is work because I have to write about
it. There are times when it does feel like work. Like there's times where I'd much rather watch a different team play.
Yeah.
You know, and it's especially painful. Like the other day when after watching the Texans Chiefs, and I had to go watch the Rockets game after that, and I knew it was going to be a disaster, but I did it anyway. That's how I feel pretty much every time I log into All 22 and I say, okay, what am I going to see here that's going to make me feel any better? And I know there's going to be nothing.
Yeah, that I'm waiting to watch that play I was talking about earlier in the show. Maybe there was somebody in the pattern. It was, but I went back and looked at it 3 times, and I couldn't find anything.
The thing I'm most excited about the film this week is I want to see the punch get thrown.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That's all I really care about.
A lot of people asking about your take on the fights.
A lot of great fights, kind of a not so great main event. You know, it's not really a surprise when they made that fight, I expected it to be a pretty bad main event, but there were plenty of good fights on that card. Kamzat Chimaev is the future, man. And it's rare that you see a guy who's got his skill set, and he is incredible. And he threw one punch in the entire fight and ended the fight. And then the Cerrone Nico Price fight was solid. Mackenzie Dern, look, there was some really good fights for a free card. That was a really good card. But I'm looking forward to the Costa Adesanya fight next week. Think that should be a banger.
Aaron, you want to squeeze in a couple more calls here before the end?
Sure. Hello, Lamont.
Say, man, I had told the call screener that I was going to disagree with AJ, but the more I think about it, I'm not really disagreeing with him. Both of you guys are in the media industry, so y'all deal with contracts, and y'all kind of deal with the similar stuff that the NFL do. And all of us did interviews and came behind crappy people that did jobs before us, and we just said we can do a better job. Or we've known, in your cases, with Fred being with the Chronicle and with you being in radio and Fred being in radio, that y'all knew some people was crappy. What I'm saying to AJ is, you're throwing out all of these stats about Deshaun Watson. I think 100% of what you're saying is real about Deshaun Watson. But here's the funny point. You're right, because once Deshaun Watson signed that contract, I mean, when it was totally up to him, you know what you got. This dude then got rid of some of your best players. And this dude is kind of questionable. When I say dude, I'm talking about O'Brien. Now, you didn't just totally, going back to AJ, you didn't just totally removed O'Brien from the whole situation. Now you getting into what you signed up for. So now I can't even really, just really blame O'Brien no more. Say, Deshaun Watson, you 24, 25 years old, and say you was going to get money regardless. You signed off on this. So now it's all on you. Now you have told me, I realize that I don't got enough team around me. My coach is, he's not all that smart. But I'm going to still do it, but don't blame me. That's all I have, fellas.
Well, that's my point. Like, everyone can say, the coach is holding him back. Well, he signed on to play more years with this coach. And somehow no one's paying attention. Like, this is a grown man.
Yeah.
It's no longer this is where you got drafted. It's no longer this is just a situation you got drafted into and you're stuck here. Now you're choosing to be here and you're still not improving. And if I'm Deshaun Watson, I got to look at myself and go, man, I'm not getting better. What's going on here? And again, I hope I didn't make it sound like Bill O'Brien should get no blame, because that's not the case. He should certainly take his share of it. I just think we've got to get past the point where it's all O'Brien and nothing falls on Deshaun, because it doesn't fit anymore.
No, I think I still think it's 80% O'Brien.
Okay.
I do, but I also think that Deshaun deserves to be.
Deshaun chose O'Brien.
And 20% is not a small amount.
No.
All right, one more, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I got a point. Well, I wore my DeAndre Hopkins battle red jersey while I decided to take the 7.5 on Baltimore, knowing they were not going to win, but I still love my team. But this is my take on the whole Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson deal. Bill O'Brien, as a GM, horrible trash. As a coach, very under par. But as far as the Deshaun Watson deal, honestly, what does he have to throw to? Will Fuller, he can't even sleep without pulling a hamstring. I mean, Fields isn't doing anything. And then you're looking at, we get what, Cobb? I mean, he's barely doing something. It's just without, I just don't see.
Matt,
I know Hopkins was a big deal, but.
He had Hopkins, and he was still, he's still underachieved with Hopkins.
And
that's the thing. Like, it's very realistic. And I think people don't like to say this because it almost minimizes what Deshaun is, and nobody around here wants to do that. But it's very possible that Deshaun looked a lot better because of DeAndre Hopkins. And let's face it, Matt Schaub looked a lot better because of Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Schaub made a career off of Andre Johnson.
Well, Hopkins bailed him out at times, there's no question. But to act like he doesn't have any weapons now is just kind of silly, too, because it's like they almost didn't look for Randall Cobb until the second half. Same thing last week. It's like, let's go ahead and throw some passes to him. I mean, those guys aren't terrible.
No,
they're not DeAndre Hopkins, and that's not their fault. But you know what? He's also got David Johnson can catch the damn ball. That's one of the reasons you brought him in. And you've got theoretically the best offensive line you've had since you've been there. So I don't want to hear this stuff about that. That's just such a weak defense. No offense to you, but that is a weak defense to say he doesn't have any weapons, because he did have one, and he still has them. And maybe they're not as good. And maybe that is one of the reasons why he doesn't look as good. But this is a trend that goes back to last year. We did this last hour. We went through and looked at where it started. And when he went from guy who was being talked about as an MVP candidate to guy who's being talked about as overpaid. And that's happened in the span of, let's say, about a 10-game span. So, there you go.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And soon I'll be able to tell you how the windows work personally, because I signed my contract today. They're going to come over. They're going to measure my windows. And I got a great price as well. Save 40% on my electric bill going forward. That's what I'm looking for. I'm going to save on my electric bill, but I'm also going to get beautiful windows that look great on the outside and the inside, beautify my home, up the value of my home. I'm investing. That's what you got to do in your home. And I'm going to be safe. Hurricane impact windows. So rain, wind, hail, it's all covered. And there's no interest for 2 years on any siding or windows right now at Allstate. And you'll get 30% off any window package right now. $2,500 off all siding as well. So they've got home or virtual appointments. I had the home appointment. The guy came in. We stayed distant. He showed me, taught me everything I needed to know about the windows. And I was sold, man. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows for hurricane impact windows. Call them today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online. AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
Want me to learn my lessons. The way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, you blessed. Hey, man. Probably ain't believe me. No,
you're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, do you have a dumbass report for the day? Or no?
No.
Okay, didn't think so. What the hell happened with Jason Whitlock and Katie Nolan? Why is that trending?
I have no idea.
Aaron, you're supposed to know this stuff.
Katie? I hadn't seen anything. I was paying attention to the fact that the 49ers officially said Bosa's done for the year.
Ah.
Yeah, he tore his ACL. Tough break.
Locked her Twitter account after Jason Whitlock dropped a neutron bomb after her when she came at him unsolicited. She took offense to something Whitlock wrote over the weekend about hopping on the beauty train to success. And then he went after her, so it's a big deal, I guess. I don't know. Katie Nolan, I'm for. Jason Whitlock, I'm
against. You're not for?
No.
Okay. As long as you...
Katie Nolan is...
Or taking sides.
No, Katie Nolan is my next ex-wife, and then once she becomes the ex-wife, I'll be Team Whitlock.
Okay.
She doesn't know it yet. She needs to meet me.
Well, yeah, and then she's got to like you.
Well, yeah, and, you know, she's got to have eye problems at the time and stuff like that, and, you know... I was talking about on the Twitch, I haven't done my non-pedo COVID positive update, but I did on Twitch. But just for the listeners out there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days in a row without 1,000 new cases. That's the first time that's happened since early
Pretty
June.
Awesome.
And, I think, once again, I'm trying to get things across. So
someone tweeted at me this weekend about now how stupid do you feel for making a big deal out of coronavirus back in the spring? I was like, I didn't even respond because I didn't want to go down into that.
But that's better of you to not respond.
Yeah, because... it was a troll question, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I had a real good conversation with my doctor about it and about what, you know, and he's saying even they are finding out different stuff all the time and you just don't know enough about it. And it's been difficult for them to deal with it for those very reasons. So there's like misinformation out there and there's times where you got people telling you, oh, it's not that big a deal. And at the time it wasn't until they realized that, oh, wow, this is going on. And then it's not as deadly as we thought.
Right.
Which
is good.
That's a positive, but I think in the end it's going to prove to be about as deadly as the flu, but a lot more. It's a lot easier to get.
Yeah.
And get spread a lot faster. So, but yeah, we're, uh, We're trending positively still, and that's good. There were two bad days before this started.
I actually thought we'd get hammered after Labor Day.
Well, if we did, everybody got tested on the same day because we had one big day here on the 14th, it looks like.
I'll take it, man.
Yeah, and then ever since then, it's been good. So, again, if you can just keep – although I stopped today to grab some Gatorade and someone walks in without a mask and I'm like, you know what? I'm staying on the other side of the building, and I wish I mean, it's not my place to say anything, but the guys behind the damn thing should say something.
They really should.
And just say, look, we can't serve you. I mean, there's a big sign right there. Wear the damn mask. What is a big freaking deal? And I think she just forgot it. But you still should tell them, right?
Yeah. Okay, if you forgot it, go out to your car and get it. It's not that big of a deal.
Well,
presumably your car's right outside.
Yeah, theoretically. But anyway, well, tomorrow's show should be less cranky.
I mean, I'm not cranky. I was thinking last night was, it's always the same thing, and it's not fair.
Well, no, it's always easy to bang O'Brien. Especially after the fourth down thing, that would have been, no problem. Come in, bash him all day. But we've also done that. And it's not going to, that's not going to change.
But I'm saying is at some point, if you're that dude, you got to just be that dude, period.
You got to step up at some point.
And when you're paid like that dude, that's a good time to start.
Well, how many of these guys have
Is he going to wait till his new contract actually kicks in and then he's going to start balling out, you think?
No, I mean, guys don't get better when they get contracts.
They don't. And it doesn't get easier for them. That's my big concern about Deshaun.
I mean, did Nick Martin get suddenly better when he got paid?
Don't start me with Nick Martin.
No, I'm just asking.
Are you trying to rile me up?
No,
even
I'm
more?
Just I'm asking an honest question.
No, did he get better?
No,
he did not.
Did Bernardrick McKinney?
No, he did not.
Did Whitney Mercilus?
No, he definitely did not.
Did Kaimi Fairbairn?
I think he stayed about the same, honestly.
I mean, guys don't improve when they get paid. They get lazy.
Yeah.
It's natural. So, I mean, maybe, just maybe, Deshaun got paid and he's like, all right, I got paid.
I'm done. I hope not. Boy, I hope not.
I always say this about guys and, you never know how they're going to react to getting that contract. And a lot of guys, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't think it's going to faze Patrick Mahomes having all that money. I do think maybe getting married is a bad idea. But for Deshaun, man, I mean, I don't know. I think the guy loves to play, but we'll see.
Well, I hope I'm wrong about him, and I hope he turns a corner. But I'm just saying that at some point, we've got to hold him accountable. And if you keep blaming the offensive line or the coach or a lack of weapons, then
we just can't keep making excuses for him anymore. I mean, those are all factors, but great players overcome that stuff.
Dude, Russell Wilson, I mean, the best receiver he's ever had was Doug Baldwin. Okay?
Well, DK Metcalf's going to be pretty good.
He looks pretty good,
I think,
sure.
I think he's got a guy now.
He looks pretty good.
But he also, and look,
And he's like, it's a mishmash of running backs always for him. Like,
well, and his offensive line's been crap, too.
Yeah. Dude,
even Dwayne Brown doesn't play like Dwayne Brown used to play.
No one makes excuses for him, though.
No.
And he doesn't need them. that's probably why.
Oh well.
Right now, Aaron?
Okay.
I thought we were on the way out. 97.5. You'll hear the Monday Night Football game, Raiders Saints. 92.5. You're going to hear the Stanley Cup Finals Game 2. Stars took the first game. Did you watch it?
Oh, I did, yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
I mean, somebody called Dobby apparently was just phenomenal.
Look, the Stars are playing fantastic defensively. They're going to be I'm feeling really good about my Stars plus 350 ticket. Let me just put it that way. It's not the most fun hockey to watch, but it's if you like defense, if you like, hard checks, you like grinding type hockey, like old-time hockey. You like that? Then this is for you. If you like teams that can score a bunch, then you'll like Tampa. But Hopefully the Stars
ain't scoring a bunch this time, right?
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, that's but the Stars are. This is a good matchup for the Stars because Tampa is basically Colorado, who I think was the most complete team going into the playoffs, and Dallas was able to slow them down and win that series. I think Colorado's better than Tampa at what they do. The only reason Tampa's gotten this far, nobody outside of hockey fans will get this. Steven Stamkos has been hurt, and that guy has been their best player forever. He's also been James Harden.
Okay.
And so you've taken James Harden off, and suddenly here's Tampa in the finals. But I still think the Stars get it done. I'll be disappointed if they don't win it.
All right. Well, you can crack open a Carboc tonight while you're watching, Freddie. Are you choosing hockey or football tonight?
Both.
Okay.
I'm going to flip back and forth. Or I'll put two TVs up.
Flipping back and forth on hockey will piss you off because if you flip over for a second, you'll miss a goal. And then it's like, what am I doing watching? What's the point of watching the game if you miss the one
that's
goal?
That's the only negative to this Fubo thing is I don't have my last channel thing.
Yeah.
But it takes an extra second. So I'm probably going to put up the second screen.
But guys, make sure you have yourself some Carboc for this week. Obviously, get out to the. I had a couple more people tweet me this weekend about the brew. Did you go out there? The s'more stout, Aaron? You didn't
nope.
do it, did you?
Didn't have time.
You missed out, man. Well, I don't know if you've totally missed out. I think there is still some out there, but I've gotten nothing but great reviews on it. I'm excited. I'm so excited for the barrel-aged version of it. But they've got more than just that. Of course, if you want something simple, you've got the Crawford Bock or the Love Street or the Hoppadillo. Something for everybody at Carboc and always something special on the board out there as well. Also, great place to get yourself a darn fine meal out at Carboc. So glad that they're back open, and of course you can still get all their fine wares at your grocery stores, your gas stations, or pretty much wherever. When you follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, make sure you keep up with everything going on with the brewery, and make sure when you're out and about you grab yourself some Carboc.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.